It is time for our weekly political chat with Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy, as we'll be doing every Wednesday morning right through Election Day. Good morning to you, Bob.
Hi, Jay.
All right, Bob, normally, of course, as the political reporter, you've got to chase politics, but yesterday politics came to you in the form of Vice President Mike Pence. You were out at the airport when he landed. What was that situation like?
Well, it was very, I think, fitting for a crowd of about 200 people to be greeting the Vice President of the United States, and I understand from their sources it was one of the big crowds that he's had so far. And, you know, it was a good day for him all the way around. He had a big crowd to meet him at the airport. He went over to Salvatore's and raked in about $400,000 for congressional campaigns, including Congressman Chris Collins. And then he went out to Lancaster to a company that makes tool mountings for fire trucks and other uses. And basically, I think what this was all about was touting his administration's tax overhaul plan, especially as it related to the benefits that it could bring to small business, as he had in some kind of a roundtable there. So, you know, he accomplished all that he wanted to do here yesterday.
You know, Bob, I'm interested in that meeting out in Lancaster, because you've been to many of these things. I've been to a few of them in my days as well, that they can be very tightly scripted events. What was yesterday's like?
A tightly scripted event. And that's what it was meant to be. There were probably a dozen people around a table on the kind of one of the storage areas for Performance Advantage Company. And these people were chosen to express their support for an idea that would lower business taxes, that would make it much easier to file so that you wouldn't have to basically hire an accountant to do all these things, and would provide a lot of other advantages for business that the president and vice president think is going to be advantageous to the economy and will create jobs. Now, there are a lot of people, especially Governor Cuomo and Senator Schumer, who weighed in on this yesterday, saying that this tax plan is going to be devastating to New Yorkers because it will wipe out the ability to deduct state and local taxes.
Yeah, and I wanted to get into that just a little bit, Bob.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, of course, like you said, it was a tightly scripted event, but was there any kind of discussion addressing what really is, I think, a growing concern among New York residents about that elimination of that deduction?
None whatsoever. There was all kinds of discussion about some things that would certainly be an advantage, but that was not addressed. And there was no ability for anyone to really bring those things up. And so, therefore, I think it all shows that there is going to be a really tough discussion about all of this in Washington. And that's why the vice president is on the road here in Buffalo and will be in a lot of other places to try to drum up support for this. And it will be in the way that it was done yesterday to show all the advantages, but so far no discussion of some of the downsides.
And then finally, you know, I know you didn't get a chance to question the vice president, but what about local Republican officials, their thoughts about what's occurring here?
Well, they're, I think, very much on board. Chris Collins, it's significant that he hosted all this because he remains probably President Trump's biggest cheerleader in Congress. If you remember, he was the first member of Congress to endorse him last year for the presidency, and he's been on CNN and MSNBC and other networks countless times, I mean really countless times since then, defending the campaign and the new presidency. So I think it's significant that Chris Collins was on board and right there at the vice president's side yesterday, and that says something about who will really be one of the main champions for the administration as this is all hashed out in Congress.
Well, Bob, we'll have plenty to talk about again next Wednesday when we get together for our weekly political chat. And as always, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.